FM 90.3 WJTL Need to Breathe. I've got a story. Hi, good morning to you. Happy Tuesday at 7:19.
This is intern Josiah with your weather forecast. Today, it's going to be sunny with a high near 68. Moving into tonight, cloudy with a chance of showers and a low around 53. And then on winning Wednesday, clouds, rain, and wind expected. And it's going to be pretty chilly, high of only 57. It is currently 48 degrees in Mannheim.
This morning, our very special guest, our friend Brad Ortenzi, is with us. He's the Eastern USA Regional Director for Zoe International. Good morning again, Brad.
Good morning, sir.
We've been asking our guests if they'd share their life verse with us and why that verse is so meaningful to you.
Sure. My life verse is Romans 8, 38 and 39. The verse has just been very important to me. I remember just coming to Jesus and still making mistakes, but this just the crux of this is just there's nothing that we can do that will stop Jesus from loving us and negates any of the work he's done on the cross for us.
Amazing. That's something you're seeing every day as part of Zoe International. Tell us what you guys do.
Yes. So Zoe International, we are a global ministry, and we come alongside women that are trafficked and women and children that are trafficked and provide advocacy and restorative services for them.
We were talking about how spoiled we are living here in Lancaster County, and you have folks who are all over the world, LA, Thailand, and when they come here, they say there's just something different here.
Absolutely. You know, they just often commented just how strong and sturdy the faith-based relationships are here in Lancaster County. We're very blessed.
So true. You guys have an event coming up that you want us to know about. Tell us all about it.
We do. We enter a team into the Race Across America. The Race Across America is a 3,300-mile race. That's a 24-hour-a-day race. Once it starts, it never stops until you cross the finish line.
Wow.
It's a fundraiser. Starts in California, ends in Atlantic City. This is the fourth time that we've entered the race, and it's become one of our biggest fundraisers of our process.
How can our listeners get involved and support what Zoe International is doing?
Well, they can log on to Zoe's website, and on the website, that'll lead you to the Race Across America part. We're going to have a live stream 24/7. That's they can tune in and watch actually the racers on the route, watch the crew interact with the team. Team has been of eight cyclists. Almost all, but except one, are from Lancaster County. They've been relentlessly training for about the past 6 or 8 months.
Oh, I can't imagine what the training's like.
Some of these guys are putting in as many as 200 miles a week.
Wow.
So they're at it. But we expect and we hope to win it this year.
Have you won it in the past?
We did win it in 2021. We won it.
That's awesome.
It's a great process. Great team camaraderie. And we just want to... provide awareness for human trafficking, but also raise funds for what we're doing.
How can we be a part in raising the funds? Do you support it by the mile, or do you support each racer, or how's it work?
Each racer and crew member are asked to raise funds, so you can donate to a specific racer, and all of that information is on our website. You can donate to a specific or through a crew member. It all goes to Zoe International. Or you can just donate in general.
Yeah. GoZoe.org. It's GOZOE.org. Check it out. Get all the information about the race. It's coming up. When is it again?
June 14th it starts.
June 14th. Amazing. Thank you so much, Brad, for coming on. Tell us about what God is doing through Zoe International. And we want to encourage our folks to go support what's happening there. GoZoe.org.
Thank you, sir.
Great rest of your day.
Thank you.
Back to the music we go. Here's Mac Brock on WJTL. Good morning.